Chapter 1. The Beginning. Coretta Scott King thought she would become a teacher or a singer. Instead, she became a leader for civil rights, the rights of a citizen in the United States. Coretta Scott was born in 1927 in a small town in Alabama. She had to walk 3 miles to school every day. Every day, Coretta watched white children go to school by bus. In those days, segregation was the law in the South. Black and white Americans had to live separately. African Americans could not go to certain restaurants. They had to sit in the back of buses. Black children and white children went to separate schools. Coretta's father, Obadiah, was the first African American in his county to own a truck. Some white truckers felt that Obadiah was taking away their business. One day, Coretta's family came home to find that their home was burned down. Coretta never forgot how hard her father worked to rebuild the house. Feature Box: Jim Crow. Jim Crow laws kept black and white Americans separated. The laws were supposed to create schools, hospitals, and parks that were separate but equal in quality for black and white Americans. But this did not happen. Public buildings for African Americans were usually much worse. African Americans could not get the education or jobs they deserved. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 made Jim Crow laws illegal. Caption: Signs like these were common when Coretta Scott was growing up.